standards that we have to live with. Welcome, all of you, and we're going to keep this close. We'll close this, but this is a nice solid group. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. How many of you had to cross the Mississippi River to get here? All right. How many of you left the earthquake area and the fire area to be here? Yeah. Welcome. My name is Beba Sanchez Padilla. I work with the Southwest Organizing Project. It's a 38-year-old social justice organization. We're very, very proud. I particularly work with the gender justice component, and we have four wonderful Con Mujeres women who are here today who are helping. We're going to have, this is Yahaira Carreras Rubias. We have Yolanda Baca over there and Nubia Vergara Garcia, all Nuevo Mexicanas, well, via Mexico. And Alicia Maldonado. We have the Southwest Organizing Board President is with us today, Samia Ased. And we have the Chief Financial Officer and Development Director right over here, raise your hand, Marisol Archuleta. I would like to take credit for this whole idea of engaging people, but I can't. We have a person here who sometimes is shy and sometimes is not so shy, and he will talk to you a little bit about this whole idea of engaging folks here in New Mexico. It's really a New Mexico kind of a deal, and the work that we're doing, actually, these activities that are around will be actually on this cart when we take it to different passion communities, people in the street. And today we decided that we would break those up because we're going to have a sampling of these activities and we'll be rotating and there won't be enough time really. But we decided because it is Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, Halloween, All Souls Day, All Saints Day, and we're all celebrating autumn. We decided to set up an altar to remember all the air and the water and the land that we have lost to climate hell and contamination. So if any of you have any note to tell our air, water, earth, our Mother Earth, anything, and you want to write a card, go ahead and put it there. You go ahead and take a piece of bread. And with that being said, I want to introduce you to a brilliant guy by the name of Carlos Schmieder Gauna.
Thank you, Beba. You know, I'm always scared of that brilliant word and those things, but we're super happy to be here. Of course, we want to welcome you to New Mexico, the only place in the lower 48 that has never been majority white folks, right? It's a really, really interesting place, New Mexico. We take cultural equity really seriously. And a lot of folks kind of come into New Mexico and want to do art and love our skies and love our balloons in the air and things like that, but don't necessarily love the people, right? So we decided to do some stuff. So again, my name is Carlos Gauna Schmieder. My mom, Jean Gauna, was one of the founders at Southwest Organizing Project, one of the longtime leaders. And I'm very proud of that, and she's awesome, and she's no longer with us, and we love to just shout her out every now and then. Her name is Jean Gauna. thank you so much. So I, for a long time, worked in here in my 20s and then went to the Bay Area in the like mid-90s for love. It didn't quite work, but I'm still there. And sometimes I get really homesick for New Mexico. I'm like half back and forth. People are trying to get in over here. So I'm like half in Oakland and half here. And one morning, my friend Rodrigo Rodriguez, who's one of our staff members, just let him in.
It doesn't
open. Oh, it doesn't open.
Symbolic.
So one morning I was like on Facebook, really homesick, and my friend played this song, posted it on his page. It always hits me though. It's like, this is like our roll call song, and it goes through the towns and the people in New Mexico, and it's like up with New Mexico, right? And then at the same time, I was reading all these stories about New Mexico and how we're 50th in child well-being, 50th in income, 50th in whatever, right? And we fight it out with some of our brothers and sisters down in the South, in Louisiana and Alabama, Arizona. For those distinctions, in Arizona, our neighbors over here. And it didn't match, right? Those stories and this song just didn't quite match in my head. And those stories also kind of blamed our culture, which was very interesting to me. It's not just that, you know, the reason why we're in this place is because we're like lazy, or we don't care about education, or we don't like want to work, which is just like hilarious. And these stories also kind of deprived us of a way to dream, right? When you have these conditions in front of you, all you can do is fight against them, right? And it really kind of locks up the ways we try to dream in the world and think about the future. So we decided to kind of create this project called Arriba New Mexico, where we bring together kind of artists and organizers to build immersive environments and mobile tools to really just allow New Mexicans to dream. What we see in New Mexico, and I'm sure you guys see it in a lot of places, but it's very, like everywhere, it's very particular to some of our spots. There's gatekeepers around our democracy. Sometimes the press tells us what's possible. Sometimes the parties tell us what's possible. Sometimes the pollsters tell us what's possible. There's one pollster in New Mexico. There's one guy who basically gets to control what's possible in the state, right? So we wanted to turn it around and kind of open up a discussion about what's possible in New Mexico. What can we really dream for? What can we really attain for everybody, right? So we decided we would create these tools because we think today, people don't like to go to the city council meeting, not just because it's like boring city council democracy stuff, but because they don't get heard, right? And it's not actually an open space for folks to kind of dream and think about what we can do together. So we thought we would take that idea and take it to the streets, right? And really meet people where they're in their most intimate and cultural spaces, right? And talk to them in their most intimate and cultural languages, you know? And really try to connect with people through that culture as a point of our engagement with people, right? And allow folks to dream. So there are a few examples, and I'll quickly set up so folks can go and start to play around. So some other examples of some of the things we do, here's one, and they're gonna show you a little bit about what they're doing on it. But we're also at the Comic-Con right now, Indigenous Comic-Con. I'm sure they've been shouting it out. We're there, we're running this thing called Electric Chaco. Does anybody know what Chaco is? Chaco is like pre-Pueblo community that's in northern New Mexico. It's like, you know, when you go to South America and you're like, wow, there's this pyramid and there's this stuff, like we have it like right here. And we're calling it Electric Chaco. So it's a kind of a exploration. It's a big walkthrough installation that you can play with and touch and mess around with. And we're kind of playing with this idea, like, what if Chaco was never colonized, right? What if there was a Wakanda in the desert that we could play with, right? And what, is it the future or is it the past? Where is this place? Where does it exist? And can we think about what our future could look like if we could just strip ourselves of all of that colonization, of all of that, you know, really attack on our culture, right? So that's there. Please go see it. We also got like a poetry cart that's like, it's hooked up with a DJ system, and it goes out and it plays music with people. We also have, what are other carts we got? There's like a youth cart. So we have about six of these. We're buying more cars that actually move and can like drive into a place. And then we do these kind of, like I said, at Chaco, like this big installation where people can dream together. So we're going to play a little bit with that now. And if you have any questions, we should be a little quick. Any quick questions? Good to go? Start playing? Thanks so much for listening to me and turning it over to Beva and these amazing folks who are doing great work with you all. Thank you.
again. It's that crazy thing called time. What time is it?
10:41.
Okay. How are we doing, Haydn? These carts are mobile. We want to take them into different communities, concerts, different passion communities, churches, just to engage people. And I'm going to say just very briefly, the last time that I went canvassing door to door is the last time I will ever go canvassing door to door. This old lady goes to poor neighborhoods to canvass, and they think that I'm the bill collector. Yeah. And then other communities, that dog won't let you in, you know. So I became very excited when Carlos and others put together this idea of engaging folks in real positive ways. And again, the whole focus is about dreaming. What is working in our communities? What are the things that have sustained us? So it's really flipping this paradigm of la lucha, struggling, fighting. It's really flipping it around, and it may sound idealistic, but that's okay. So we have four areas that we're going to rotate in, and I'm going to count you off, and then just go to that area. I'll count you out, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then this is like a sampling. You know, it's always frustrating to come to these things, because then you can't finish. And the flip side of what we're doing here also is engaging folks and gathering data, gathering dreams, gathering information to better inform the work that we're doing, as well as sharing work. So if you signed in, we will be glad to give you any kind of report of information we were able to gather if you put your email up, okay? So I'm gonna go by and I'm gonna count you off, and then you just go to those areas and just create the circle.
And quickly, Bella, when you guys are done, there's a QR code. I don't know if anybody does that, but it has a number on it. You can call the future with our QR code there and tell your dream. We bought one of these big phone booths, like an antique phone booth, because really inspired by this guy in Japan who did this thing where people could go talk to their loved ones that they lost in a tsunami. So after you go do those, hit that on the way out, make a call, tell us your dreams. Well, we have a phone booth, and then we just have a number, and you can call it from anywhere too, but we have the actual antique kind of nice wooden old school phone booth. It's not here, but...
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. So we're a little bigger, 3, 4. One. So if you remember your number, so kind of make us kind of make a home. And
people are now breaking up into their places, and I'm going to place this at the conversation space if people are okay with it.
Hey everyone, the USDAC leadership has asked for this to be one of the recorded sessions, and this group is probably the group that is best suited for having a recording, but I want to make sure that everyone is comfortable with this being recorded. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Make sure. Okay.
We need a time.
Right. I don't know how it'll work with this in the middle, but we'll just see.
Okay. So we're going to start quickly because we only have 10 minutes of each rotation. Okay. So my name is Jaira Carreras. I am a work study student at CNM, and I've been working with Southeast Organizing Project for about 3 years now. I'm in my second year of college. I'm studying to be a social worker. Going to be my third year working with them. We're going to go around and just introduce your name, your pronouns, and where you're from.
I'm okay. Thank you. I'm Carrie Boucher. She, her. I am a visual artist, also a socially engaged artist. In my community, there was a vacuum of accessible art programs, and I converted a 40-foot bus into a mobile art studio. And my organization goes to places like rec centers in areas of poverty, group children's homes, halfway houses, and juvenile detention centers to do art engagement with the folks in those places.
Okay, I'm just going to ask, just because of our time limitation, just to say your name and where you're from. Okay, just we would love to hear so much about you guys, but like we would like to like show you guys what we're doing. So,
my name is Kimberly Rendon, Senator.
Nancy Huizar from Seattle, Washington.
Gladys Malagiran from Los Angeles.
Daniel Banks, Fort Worth, Texas.
Larry Bogad, Berkeley, California.
Sharon Rebar, New York City.
Lauren Henderson, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Erica Wilhite, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Jessica Maria Ross, Sacramento, California.
Okay, great. So what my activity is, we on our cart, this is going to be a place where people could go and have open-ended questions on this. So we kind of changed it and tailored it towards this event and make it a conversation. So within our cart, there's going to be a place that it's going to be standing, and people just could go up there and write what their thoughts are and their feelings and everything towards these questions. These aren't the set of questions we're always going to have. They're going to be rotating depending on our audience. But right now, we have two questions. We have, what is the role of culture in our revolution, as well as what are some of the things in our communities that you work with that have sustained them? So in this one, what are the things in your community that have been perpetuating the cycle of what's happening in there? So we can start with this one, because this is kind of like the more engaging question. So we could go around and we could shout out answers and see what you guys' thoughts as to what role does culture play in our revolution, in your guys' communities? Anybody
want to
start? Have any straight up ideas
you want to
share?
It's a form of expression.
Right?
Mm-hmm. For us, it's like really important to capture a lot of the indigenous history and a lot of the migration that's happening. So we do a lot of like murals, street art.
Yeah, we see that a lot here too. We put a lot of our problems and stuff into murals to make them aware. Yeah, I see that a lot here too. Any other ideas?
For us in Seattle, cultural hubs are where our city's noted best in. So they're like an access point to
Recruitment, excitement. And also showing ourselves and out people we're trying to get what we're against, but also what we're for, like what's our vision that we want to move towards.
Right, yeah, we see a lot of, if we see other people doing it, we're motivated to do it. We see a lot of people of color in our communities working towards this, we're going to be motivating other people of color that maybe aren't involved in the movement or don't know about it to get up and like learn.
So, yes, and I think that sometimes municipalities and government uses culture that creates a situation of investigation, which then inspires artists and creatives to come together and start looking at those. You know, so sometimes culture can be used as part of the problem, but also as part of the solution.
Right, yeah. Just this past Sunday, we had the burning of the Kukui. So every year we have a tradition that we burn down the bad in our environment. So in this year, it was really like significant for me. They had a flag of ice on the bottom of it, and then they had a painting of kids incarcerated, and just talk about all the things that happened in the past like 6 months, even 2-3 months. You know what I mean? But using it as a way, everyone's gonna know because everyone has a tradition to attend these events. So yeah, I agree with that.
So I do work like across the country and bringing really different people into the same space. I think the cultural work can help hold that and like be able to, you know, not just we have to do this together, but also gives real space to like connect and tell our stories and to hold like the relationships and make them actual genuine relationships and not just like let's mobilize bodies, you know, like real and other things that come together.
Yeah, creating spaces for people to come and talk they're going to be a little loud. They're going to come over next. But yeah, just creating a space for people to be able to share their feelings is what we're trying to do here at this park. So it's about kind of reframing what we're doing in a way of like not just perpetuating, okay, this is bad, 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 but how can we fix it? How can we put our input into our community? And these are the point of these cards are to engage people of the community that are involved in social justice, the social justice world. You know what I mean? So taking it out to a concert, another social event that might be happening downtown or something, you know what I mean? But it gets people involved and aware of the things that are happening around us, as long as making enough space for them to conversate about it. I make a word, so
We're with you.
Yeah, part of the creative process.
Yeah, so yeah, to converse with people that have the same ideas but don't have the spaces to do so. So that's the major thing of the part. What's in your community? What do you guys have in your community to be able to make change?
We have a lot of multicultural, multilingual populations, so we found that music and food is a way to connect people. So we try to look for commonalities. Also, access is what we're thinking of. So beyond just words, beyond just images, we try to use food and music.
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say access is like really important. Because a lot of artists, especially when culture combines against the community or like advantage of the community, a lot of working artists need a space. So for us, we found that providing that outlet, providing just the physical location to have shows, to have community events, to be able to make that affordable and accessible.
That's definitely a problem. Also having the funding to like compensate these artists for like what they're doing. We just recently had a mural done at our offices, and they were all done by youth and youth of our community that like are artists, but also getting paid for doing something and trying to get those funding for those like youth and younger people that are trying to make a living out of art. You know what I mean? Which sometimes not being shown as a career. So we have about a minute or so left already. So what else? What kind of things do you guys see in your communities that are perpetuating a bad cycle?
We have really tense relationships between police and some of our neighborhoods.
Most definitely. Yeah, that's interesting. We see that very prevalent here in Mexico. Instead of looking towards the police for help, we like try to avoid them, not make eye contact. Because, you know, especially a lot of people of color that live here, even in areas that are low income, cops pass by you and don't even bother help if you're in trouble, you know what I mean? We see people broken down and the cops won't even bother to, like, stop, you know? And why is that? Why are someone that we're trying to look for help, you know what I mean? Kind of fixing that relationship on both sides, you know what I mean? Both us trusting them and then helping them. Overall, the point of this is just to have conversation, just to be able to open up that space to be able to talk about things that are they're feeling or they want to bring to the community. Because a lot of things, we have so many ideas and thoughts, but we have nowhere to share them or no space to present them at. And I know you guys are kind of like in the social justice movement, you know what I mean? But these cards are able to be shared to everybody. So everyone's going to learn something from this card or take away something or have something spark in their mind. They'll be like, okay, now I want to learn more. I want to engage more in these types of activities that I didn't even know I enjoyed, right? I didn't even know they existed. So it's about bringing it to everyday people, you know, the obviously, we change these kind of titles and questions to tailor this you guys' audience, but it's a way of involving kids because we have like simpler activities that can be like they can answer a question for us, or, like they can learn a trivia question about times. Yeah, it's about engaging the community, creating a space for everyone, even if you're not in the world, social justice world, to be involved. Okay, so it's time to rotate. Thank you.
So now the groups are going to rotate through four different
small groups with different tools, and I'm going to pause because I'm guessing that the recording will be very difficult.
Oh, okay, so these are our shirts. You know how they go in and rename a community when they're trying to, like, take it over?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
always fun. So we have like a neighborhood shirt. It's like there's a bunch of different ones. It's like roll call shirts, right? So those are like the neighborhoods that nobody wants to hear from sometimes, right? Or they've got that thing. So we're trying to kind of like claim them. We have some on food. We have like a food shirt too. I don't know if we're wearing that, but there's one out here. So it's just some silliness. We're just trying to have fun. And there's one with all of the pueblos in New Mexico. Really, it's just like a way to like take back our places.
Short for Southwest Organizing Project, and I am actually a student at CMM. I will be graduating in the spring and transferring out for my social works degree. And so what we're doing right here for this activity right now is Revolutionary Dream Equivalent, which is short for, or this is kind of complex for, what do you want to see in your community? Like, what do you see in your community? And we're just trying to get people's ideas of what they see every day, because you guys all come from different communities, right? And there's some people who come from the east, from the west, and of the globe. So we're just trying to, you know, trying to get your guys' ideas of what you guys see, and then putting it back to our cart and just kind of exploring them and putting it out there for others to see and how we can make it better. Maybe trying to, you know, if you guys say that there's some bad things, for example, I put more trees because in where I live, there's actually a lot of like companies coming in, and they're good, you know, they're good for jobs and stuff like that, but they're also tearing away our environment, the areas that people are living, and pushing them out. So I put more trees and maybe like more land, and that's good and bad, and we could like educate others on how. So these are some ideas that other people have put, and maybe you could add to it or put something else. Don't be scared. It's not a right or wrong theme, and then we'll come back and kind of talk about like, why did you put this theme? Where did you put what you put? And also on the back, we have the same thing. So you could write. You could put sticky notes if you don't want to like be up here in the crowd and you want to write it down and just kind of like stick it there. And here